Well, as many Australian jurisdictions continue to debate the value of coercive control laws, advocates in the UK say they will save lives and lessons can be learned. Coercive control laws were introduced in England and Wales in 2015 and in Scotland in April last year. There's now evidence that their use is rapidly increasing, partly because of a deeper understanding of the crime. Our Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley reports.
British woman Sally Challen walked free from prison last year. She'd served 9 years of an 18-year sentence for murdering her husband with a hammer.
I just wanted to say how happy I am.
Her conviction was overturned after a court found she'd suffered from coercive control, which became a crime in England in 2015. Her son, David Challen, describes the sort of abuse she suffered.
Over 40 years as a relationship of controlling her finances, controlling her movement, gaslighting her, making her question her sanity, the numerous times he cheated, he made her believe that she was making up in her head.
David Challen spent years fighting for his mother's release from prison and has been watching the debate in Australia closely. He's adamant if the laws had been in place in England earlier, the horror would have played out differently.
I guarantee you I would have had a chance to stop it. A chance is all we needed. I would have taken my father to the police. I would have reported him. I was deprived of that. And if we don't give victims in Australia that chance, we're depriving them of that protection.
There is evidence now the laws are being increasingly used. According to the Office of National Statistics, there were almost 25,000 cases of coercive control recorded by police in the year ending March 2020, a 50% increase on the previous year. In Scotland, 1,700 incidents were recorded in the first year after the coercive control laws were introduced in April 2019, and 96% of those led to prosecutions. Lindsay Monaghan is a lawyer for the Scottish Women's Rights Centre.
Generally, awareness and understanding is a really important thing that needs to be done when you're introducing these new legislation so that people understand, oh, this could be me, this could be happening to me.
Leader of the Women's Equality Party, Mandu Reid, says if Australia proceeds with the laws, they should be accompanied with a public health-style campaign.
Like you'd have with, right, wear a seatbelt, don't drink and drive, that helps people understand behaviours that 20 years ago we just say, oh, that's a domestic-type situation, it's none of our business.
David Challen says the complexity of the laws should not act as a deterrent to their introduction because they can save lives. This is Samantha Hawley reporting for The World Today.